So how can we decide what our children should read apart from devotional books? See, firstly, it's impossible to regulate. Over a few generations, we hope that the bhakti tradition will become so big that different kinds of literature which are harmonious with the bhakti literature, they will be written. Children need, for their own, at their particular age group, they need to read fiction. They need some stories, some books with some stories, some detectives, some heroes, some fantasy characters. That's just a natural need. So ideally, as our devotee community develops, then there are devotee authors. Devotee authors can write fiction that is compatible with bhakti. It's not necessarily have to be about Krishna, but it's compatible with bhakti. So as long as that is not there, some amount of reading, it will be needed for their intellectual development also. So it's not necessarily something bad, but broadly we can classify, generally we classify as spiritual and material. But that is not necessarily a complete, it's a good classification, it's not a complete classification. Within material, we can classify as pro-devotional, non-devotional, anti-devotional. So, anti-devotional means, you know, where there is explicit sexual language or too brutal violence or things like that. That we can avoid. But then there is something which is pro-devotional or non-devotional. That is not necessarily something about science fiction or something like that, whatever it is. Which is fine. There's nothing intrinsically wrong with it. As long as we, as a community, don't have some directly... if we have pro-devotional alternatives, that is wonderful. But as of now, we don't have that. So, it's okay. And just broadly, we avoid anti-devotional literature. It's, that which involves directly... I said sensuality too much, and but there is, I think, that level of concern is there even among secular parents to not expose children prematurely to such literature. So in India there is a school called Gopal's Garden. So there they have made some list of students of books which they keep in the libraries.
Oh, okay.
So even that is not necessarily a foolproof list. Some books might slip in here and there. But they have many authors which can be read. And maybe you can correspond with some other. There's Urmila Mataji, you know. Mm-hmm. She has been into education for quite some time. And she's fairly widely read. So maybe you can correspond with her about what all books can be read. So from that, at least you can get some broad guidelines. But there's nothing to necessarily that it's wrong or undesirable. It just has to be, in a broad sense, monitored. That's all.
Okay.